Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How unseriously is Steve Spurrier taking coaching in whatever? I don't even know the name of the league.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that league?
The
AAFL?
AAF.
I mean, he didn't even take coaching for the Redskins seriously. And now he's like, 12 to 15 years removed from that? I can't remember how long ago it was.
Well, I mean, I told you guys the stories before, so we don't need to go over it again. But, I mean, I had 9 head coaches in my time in the NFL. And he was by far the worst in every way, which is just, it makes me, I'm amazed by the success he has in college, whether it was Florida or Duke or then even South Carolina.
Right.
He must be a really good recruiter. It must be like the charm, the Southern charm thing with the moms. Because even when he went to South Carolina, he was able to get those guys like Lattimore, Stephon Gilmore, Clowney, like, he was able to get those guys to actually go to South Carolina. So it must be the recruiting part of it.
But you also might have caught him in what we like to call like kind of the punt fest portion of his career. You know what I mean? He wasn't in the grinding portion of his career, maybe.
That's fair. He definitely was not in the grinding portion. But you would have thought that he kind of wanted to prove that he could do it in the NFL. You would have thought like he wanted to prove that he's the best coach around and he can do it. In all sincerity, so first of all, guys, he had nothing to do with the defense at all. He would literally stand behind like the players and coaches while the defense is out there. And he knew nothing about pass protection, which was stunning. But then even I can remember watching games and he had all these different route combinations. And the next day we would watch the film as the offense. And he'd say, yeah, Danny, you gotta just probably just throw the check down here. They had this one covered up pretty good. Next one.
Right.
This is one, Danny, we gotta throw the check down again here. They had this one covered up pretty good. I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute, dude. We don't have your pass protection's pathetic. We only have 2 protections and the team already knows what it is. And even the ones where we're blocking well, you're saying, yeah, they had this one covered up pretty good. 7 out of 10 times, and you guys throw the check down. I remember in training camp, his first year, it was my second year, thinking, even though we were winning, I was like, we got problems. Like, we got major, major problems.
But to be fair,
I don't even know how we went 7-9 that year.
Yeah, to be fair, you guys won 7 games, and I want to say your top running back was Trunk Candidate. It wasn't like you guys were loaded with talent.
Yeah, I mean, in 2002, Steven was still on the team, but he didn't like that. The weird part about that year was I started every preseason game, and we were killing people. And then midway through the year, they cut me to sign Trey Johnson, which made no sense. Spurrier wanted to throw the ball every down, so he brought in a road-grading guard, Trey Johnson, and cut me. I went to the Cowboys the next day. I see Spurrier. I go into my locker room to clear it out, and Spurrier goes, Cowboys, huh? Well, don't be telling them my secrets. I was like, dude, as soon as I get there, I'm telling them about your 2 pathetic protections right away.
Of course he is.
What are you talking about? It's your secrets, right? They're terrible, but I'm going to tell them anyway. And then, so what's crazy is that I started twice against the Redskins that year. I started on Thanksgiving, a month later, on Thanksgiving against the Redskins, and somehow we beat them. And the crazy thing is, the defense was Big Daddy Wilkinson, Daryl Gardner, Ronaldo Wynn, Bruce Smith, Champ Bailey, Fred Smoot, Jeremiah Trotter, Armstead, LeVar.
Loaded.
And the safeties, I'm trying to remember who the safeties were. It was Sam Shade. But literally, based on pedigree, I mean, that defense should have been unbelievable. And I'm playing for the 0-2 Cowboys. We were terrible. Emmitt was slow. The offense, and we won that game. It's unbelievable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.